For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Early figures indicate that shoppers are spending more money this year than they did on Black Friday last year. The National Retail Association expects Americans to spend $720 billion between now and December 31st. In New York, these shoppers fought the crowds.
I thought it would be cheaper, but it's okay. It's crowded.
It started out okay, and then it just got worse. Just got progressively worse.
I've been everywhere, basically. Foot Locker, clothing stores, things like that. Everything's crowded.
A government-mandated study concludes climate change is real and threatens nearly every fabric of our lives. Rachel Licker, a senior climate scientist with the Climate and Energy Program at the Union of Concerned Scientists, says something can still be done.
Climate change is here and now in the United States. It is caused by humans. It is expected to pose increasingly serious consequences for each of us, and that's especially true if we do not take action now.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Three people killed in an apparent home invasion in Fort Wayne, Indiana, Thanksgiving night. Police officer Jason Anthony tells WANE.
Officers arrived on scene and located four victims inside a residence suffering from apparent gunshot wounds. In addition, we located another victim outside of the residence that was suffering from an apparent gunshot wound. Three of those victims were pronounced deceased at the scene, and two of them were transported to a local hospital in critical condition.
A 22-year-old man is charged with the shootings after a traffic stop. Police still looking for a second suspect. A large portion of the Midwestern Plains will be hit with a blizzard this weekend, just as people are making their way back from Thanksgiving break. NOAA weather forecaster David Roth says winds are going to be as impactful as the snow.
At first it would be snow and then high wind, and some areas may get the heavy snow during the high wind, because you can actually get blizzards even without it snowing. They're called ground blizzards, where the wind picks up and snows on the ground, and then suddenly the visibility gets restricted. There'll be some degree of both occurring across the Central Plains and portions of the Midwest.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Pope Francis has named a top sex abuse investigator for an upcoming summit scheduled for February. Vatican spokesman Greg Burke.
The stakes are certainly high. There are a lot of eyes upon us. We realize that. This is a process. I think the first thing that comes out is a recognition we have a problem. And the Pope recognizes that by calling people here.
The Pope summoned leaders of the world's 130 bishops' conferences to the Vatican for the February 21st through the 24th summit. The president took to Twitter to discuss immigration. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Several current or incoming House Democrats are releasing a letter opposing Nancy Pelosi for Speaker of the House. Pelosi is a House Minority Leader and former Speaker who hopes to get the job again. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Sean Duffy joins Fox News and talks about the process and what we can expect moving forward regarding the next Speaker of the House.
Next week, Democrats all meet to elect a leadership. And so it's not actually when they get to the floor. So next week, they'll have a vote, I think next Wednesday.
Okay.
And though you just need a majority of your Democrats in the conference to actually win, you actually need 218 to win on the House floor. So we'll know next week if Nancy Pelosi has the votes or not.
One man was seriously injured and a dozen others are without a place to live after a home explosion in St. Paul, Minnesota. St. Paul's Assistant Fire Chief Matt Simpson says first responders went to work right away to save the victim.
We did find one victim and he was taken to the local hospital where crews treated him en route.
Local utility companies were called in to shut off the lines. Two neighboring houses and a neighboring business have been condemned. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.